This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The enemy is showing itself more and more. Globalism is out in the open. And it is legendary. It is epic. It is biblical that Texas is resisting the way it is. My uncle that died last year, just a total sweetheart, Vietnam helicopter veteran pilot with special operations, taught me so much of what I know. My dad taught me probably more, but my uncle was a close second. He listened to Pastor David J. Smith, which I think is still around. Every time I listen to him up in Waxahachie. And Smith wasn't the type that was constantly saying he had visions about this and visions about that. But he was kind of a mainline preacher. I think it was up in Oklahoma like 30-something years ago. And he had a vision that a world government was going to take over, and that Texas would be a stronghold against it. And my uncle said that with his discernment and prayer, that he knew that was true, and that this is when I was already on the air, and that basically I should tell people that and try to help folks make preparation for it. Of course, I never did. I've never spoken of this until now. And then now I just see Texas across the board resisting. And the first place to start where the giant, the sleeping giant, is starting to wake up as world government and smart dust and TVs watching everybody. I mean, my God, global abortion. Just like I said, none of us are safe when the veterans can be put on don't treat list and they just spin the whole thing like, oh, the VA screwed up. That'd be like saying Jeffrey Dahmer screwed up. No, he didn't screw up, man. It was premeditated. John Wayne Gacy was premeditated. Ted Bundy was premeditated. I'm tired of it. And I'll be honest with you. I don't like messing with these dangerous people. But if you're going to mess with them, because they're not going to quit messing with us, you better go all the way. And that's just all I can tell you is, man, I wish every day I'd been wrong about all this stuff. I mean, I wish every day that I was wrong. And you know what? I wasn't wrong about any of it. And I'll tell you why I wasn't wrong about any of it. Because I just began studying this and getting on the trail of it after all these great people. John Birchers, FBI agents, cops, people like my uncle, scholars like my dad, countless other people when I was a kid talked about all this. And my heavenly father, I cannot believe how right they were and how they were fighting so hard back then when nobody knew the Federal Reserve was private and nobody knew what was going on to warn people so we'd have a defense down the road when all of this came down. Because once the shields fall and real tyranny comes in, they're coming after everybody, folks. And I don't mean people that just fought evil. They hate anyone who is upright and beautiful and strong and who has built something. These people have a will to dominate. The next guy we got coming up gets persecuted for planting city gardens. They just hate normal human life. Men and women loving each other. Families, gardening, farmers, ranching, metallurgy, physical fitness, wholesomeness. They just... And it doesn't mean those of us that want wholesomeness are on some high horse or are perfect. It just means we want to gravitate towards that. And there, look, there's not room for both groups of evil and good. You understand that? The evil wants to extinct good. And to see the amazing awakening happening is buoying and invigorating, but also horrifying Because, man, the enemy is freaked out right now, and they're going to attack like a ton of bricks.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSK's Late News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
military training exercise involving local police, also military.
I am in my apartment, sir.
Back inside right now.
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
All right, coming up till about 40 after, and then I'm going to get into the over-the-top ISIS news, claims it has 71 trained soldiers in 15 different states. Hillary Clinton vows to expand Obama amnesty to more illegals. Civil forfeiture, you can't make this stuff up. The latest on the Clinton Foundation, the latest on what's happening with the global economy. More Jade Helm. I haven't gotten to yet. Benjamin Franklin said distrust and caution are the parents of security. He also said security without liberty is called prison. Both apply to what I want to share with you today in my Culture Warrior column. That's Chuck Norris. And to be a little blasphemous, but not intentionally, I mean, it's a joke. If Chuck Norris be with us and for us, who be against us? All right. That's a little too far on the Chuck Norris jokes. But I first heard about all this from the whole Norris combine about Jade Helm and stuff several months ago, and I talked about it. I said, huge military news with the governor, with stuff that's going on with the feds. The state knows what's going on. Well, of course the state knows. I mean, we've had half our power plant seized outside of law and just shut off. And that all ties into the war on lemonade stands that Forbes asked years ago. Why is there a war on lemonade stands? Why is there a war on Amish? Why is there a war on backyard gardens? And you know, they said in Tulsa, we want inspections. You might be growing pie. Because there's nothing worse than a backyard garden, folks. Or zone people harassing folks for tomatoes growing in their windows or whatever. Yeah, there's the headline, the inexplicable war on lemonade stands. No, it's big mega box stores that want to end normal human activity and have giant food deserts everywhere. Let me tell you, one of the most enjoyable things, I don't have time to do it anymore, my kids do it. It's so much fun to go out and till the soil. We got 9 acres out in the country outside Austin, just a little plot of land, fruit trees on it and stuff. It's so much fun to pick the plums and pick the apples and pick the different things that are out there. It's so much fun to pick the spinach and pick the squash and to even grow our own pumpkins and things like that. And it's just so simple. You plant it, you take care of it, it grows. My favorite is hot peppers. I mean, you're talking about for a couple dollars, you could have a whole field of pepper plants growing. You could take them to a farmer's market and sell them. But there's a war against that. And I remember reading about Johnny Appleseed 3 years ago. I mean, I remember reading about him in school, but I reread about Johnny Appleseed in 7 states. It's estimated planting over 1 million apple trees and other fruit trees and teaching people how to take care of themselves. Well, Germany forever plants stuff in the highway right-of-ways. And local community groups just go and they just pick an area and they just plant fruit trees and stuff. And they go and pick them and they eat them and they can them and they sell them or whatever. Well, here, though, that's the new crime. And I didn't even know this guy was doing this. I separately, you can watch the video at the InfoWars Seed Center and InfoWarsStore.com. We have 8 different companies, the best low-cost, high-quality, non-GMO heirloom seeds. Because Monsanto's in a war to buy up all the seeds and with 2 other GMO companies and just basically ban their sale. But these are groups still doing it. Everything you need to survive. And I've explained that even in urban areas, We've gone out and shown this on video. You can go to the middle of a, you know, the highway in the middle of the woods with some little 200 square foot open area of the sun, dig it up, plant tomatoes, and get more tomatoes than you can ever even harvest. This is nature's bounty. Ron Finley has had arrest warrants issued for him out in L.A. trying to get this going. And the studies show you get young people growing things, or you get young people even with a fish tank or a dog to take care of, but especially plants. We release hormones, it's been shown, that calm us when we're out in the garden with the bees and the sunflowers and the watermelons and just everything. It's so much fun to do this. It's a normal human agrarian activity, and there's the Ron Finley Project. Here I was saying copy Johnny Appleseed, and then Nico a few months ago said, have you heard about this guy in the LA Times and places? Who they've tried to arrest and fine and fee because he dares to go into these, you know, government lots with weeds everywhere and plant stuff, and then other people get involved and they start planting, and then they start demanding, hey, we want part of this city park that nobody uses for a city garden. And next they're going to want chickens in their backyards. Next they're going to want to be independent humans. See, the globalists don't want us to be self-sufficient. This is the essence of the plantation. The essence of the reservation is you can't be self-sufficient. And that's the plan. RonFinley.com. Very, very CrowdRise.com. Ron Finley HQ. Very exciting what Ron's doing. I mean, this guy is just over the top with the success he's had, but also the persecution to show you we're not in Kansas anymore, folks. When they said have victory gardens in World War II, now they come after you. Ron, thank you for sitting there during that long babbling introduction, but just something like you're doing is so amazing, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here, Alex. I appreciate it. And what you're saying is so correct, man. It's so on point. It's basically, you know, it's like slavery, man, for all of us, you know, because, you know, they control the food, they control you. And we're trying to redesign that system.
It's a total revolution. If everybody started planting gardens in their areas and learned what you could do with the rooftops, well, you're the expert. Tell us about this revolution. What got you started?
See, everybody says that I'm not an expert. I'm a fashion designer. You know what I'm saying? I'm just some guy that decided to put a carrot, you know, in the ground and all hell broke
loose. But you are an expert by taking action. I mean, that's what makes you an expert is that you've actually done it. I mean, come on.
But, I mean, we're all experts. Alex, we're all experts.
You're
this
right.
is in all of us. This is in all of us, man. It is that. It's just doing something. And like you said about your children, man, if you put them out there, they're learning a life skill. This is not frivolous. You know, this is something that they can take with them and will take with them the rest of their life. But we have these areas that I call them food prisons. They call them food deserts that these kids have no skin in the game. Their whole life has been predestined for them. They don't have any kind of, they don't even dream, man. It's sad talking to some of these kids. And they don't know. They already are born with barcodes on the back of their necks.
I want to talk about you. We're going to break in a moment. But I want to come back and give you the floor. Talk about, though, your awakening, how this started, and then how you got attacked. And from what I've seen, that backfired and made it even bigger.
Okay.
We're going to break in about a minute. But, I mean, how did this get started?
Well, basically, I remember going to the store, and there was I picked up a tomato and it says maybe coated with shellac. And I was like, wow, shellac on my tomato? Isn't that what we put on wood in wood shop when I was in, you know, grade school? And I was you just start looking and you just open your eyes one day and you're like, wow, you know, this is and you go to other cities, you go to other places and you realize that all this is by design. This bad food, like you talked, the medical industrial complex, the prison industrial complex, the military industrial complex, and you realize, like, wow, these kids are on a track to go absolutely nowhere. But you know, to
amazing.
Confine.
So it's all started with a tomato with shellac that'll give you kidney failure in your face. Ron Finley, ronfinley.com. We're going to come back and talk about your story. It's simply incredible. Then we're going to get into how folks can get involved and stop these food prisons. This is true revolution, peaceful revolution, the magic of plants.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh, my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this
world. I have goodwill towards people. And the system wants to eradicate that because free will gets in the way of the corporatist program. The reason I get so excited about city gardening, but also rural gardening, truck farms, you name it, is that everything the social engineers are doing, as our guest said, is about ending that. He's agreed to stay with us for the whole hour, so at about 40 after, I'm going to give the number out. We're going to take some calls about your stories of city gardening or articles you want to talk about where people get in trouble for gardening in their front yard or their backyard. This is a real attempt to intimidate people. But if we start doing this, it can circumvent the Monsanto tyranny, all of it. Remember, they just cut the fluoride in the water in half this week. We're having major victories. McDonald's is starting to take the GMO out. We're having victories with our actions. And plants, seeds are so magic that you can plant a little seed and a whole mustard tree grows. You can have mustard for 20 years from it. Or you can plant a seed and a pecan tree grows, or an apple tree, or strawberries. I mean, this is nanotech, God's nanotech. I'm going to shut up because this is a short segment, long segment coming up with Ron Finley, ronfinley.com. I know you don't like talking about yourself during the break. You're like, I don't want to brag about myself. Talk about your story, what you've done in L.A., the thousands you've inspired, but also the persecution you went through. So you see this tomato with shellac. That begins the wheels going. Tell people your story.
Well, I mean, it was the tomato with shellac, Alex, but it was also, I mean, that was just like almost the tipping point or the, you know, the straw. And you just look around and all of a sudden you realize that all you see is asphalt and concrete. And my whole thing, like you were saying, I don't want my food local. I want my food hyper local. You know, why in this desert that we live in California, why are we watering grass when you can use the less water and grow food? Which is what we need here. And
why aren't yards full of all this beautiful food?
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, and what happened with my story, you know, after I got persecuted, had to go to court the first time, I decided years later, and I thought they forgot about it, and I did it again. And so basically got thrown under the bus again. And
tell folks what you did, though. I mean, it's amazing. Where you planted, but, what they did.
The plant, we have these in front of the, they're called parkways. It's like right before you get to the street, that strip of land, you know, strip of grass, like in these pictures, I'm standing in the street. So I decided to just remove my grass. I sheet mulched it with cardboard, a lot of it, and I planted food. But first, Alex, it started only for beautification of my block, of my neighborhood. I mean, I wanted to be kissed by hummingbirds every day. I wanted to see butterflies. I wanted to smell lavender and jasmine and rosemary. So that's where it started. And so then I started, and then it came down again. Long story short, I took 150 feet by 9, 10 feet, and I made a food forest that I wanted to feed my, I wanted my neighbors basically to see, look, you can design your own life and you can start here. I use it as a canvas. Like I use the soil, Alex, this is my street art. This is my graffiti. And that's how I treat it. But also it beautifies, it purifies, and it's all, you're cleaning the air, you're bringing in pollinators, you're bringing in all kinds of insects, and you're feeding people. But also, it's multi-layered because people pass by, and like you were saying, they see these flowers, they see this, it's color therapy, Alex, you know?
It ups the value of the neighborhood too.
Exactly. But in that, it changes people's perspective. It changes their mind. People are smiling. I mean, and you're having conversations that you would never have had, you know, just because.
Well, you're also a really good gardener. I've looked at photos in the news about you and your own site. You've got a green thumb.
I got green hands, Alex. not just my thumbs, you know. But I want people, I put it on the street because I want people to realize you can do this. You know, treat this like your canvas. And people like ask me, well, where do you start? I'm like, at the beginning. And they're like, where's that? I said, wherever you start. When you get a canvas, you decide where you're going to put that first brush stroke.
It could start with a box plant with some peppers and tomatoes in your window. And that one tomato plant and pepper plant is going to have so much food. You're going to, I mean, it's just incredible. Every week, Look, we have no culture. They've taken our culture. The most human culture is agrarian, and you are a revolutionary taking back our culture. I want to get your take on that. Ron Finley, a true revolutionary, ronfinley.com, an example to everybody, straight ahead on the other side. And we'll open the phones up. But, I mean, they had arrest warrants out. They fined him. They came after him. But it blew up in their face, and now they've had to capitulate. It's a victory story.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence despite the situation is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
That's right. Both political parties in this country work for the very same corporate interests that are anti-human liberty and want to centralize things. Good news, though. NSA phone data collection illegal. Appeals court rules. It's out of the New York Times. I'm going to cover that starting in the next hour in more detail. We're going to open the phones up here in about 10 minutes for your stories about gardening, any persecution you've gone through, any positive stories. But there is a war on just normal human activity, on human self-sufficiency. We had 90% of people somewhat self-sufficient and rural in the Great Depression. Now we're 90% urban, with only half the rural self-sufficient. They've gone from 90% to 5%. That's a crisis situation. That's why we help fund our own operation selling high-quality heirloom non-GMO seeds at InfoWarsStore.com at the InfoWars Seed Center. And, I mean, we've got it across the board, ladies and gentlemen, the Survival Seed Vaults, the Survival Arc, the top eight companies, the lowest prices, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase of the products helps fund our operation. Now is the time in the late spring, summer, fall to start planting, to get good at it, to find out what grows well in your areas. It's a real adventure. But even if it's just planting sunflowers and then, you know, eating those, it brings in the hummingbirds, it brings in the bees. It just, gardens are so entertaining. I mean, they're just a great place to hang out and, you know, have lunch or dinner. They're just wonderful. And I've always been a gardener, don't have time to do it because I'm too busy on the air all the time. I need to get back to that. But, again, InfoWarsLife.com. We're also, for Mother's Day, speaking of what comes from plants, concentrated herbal extracts known to supercharge endurance, libido, energy. You've heard the rave reviews for Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Super Female has been sold out for almost 3 months. We now have a limited supply back in. It's a different formula than the Super Male. And you've heard the rave reviews. Great gift for Mother's Day to give your mom or give your wife or to give your girlfriend. InfoWarsLife.com. Super Female Vitality is back in stock. The premier high-quality non-GMO concentrated extracts. Again, InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, Ron Finley, RonFinley.com. Get more into what you've done since then. I was reading the news. Other people picked up on it. There are other community garden programs around the country, but usually government says, here's the spot you can do it, far removed away from people's homes. Really, before we go to calls, at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, before we do that, you've got the floor for the next 10 minutes. Give us a speech. Tell us where you stand, what you've done, where this is going.
Right now, Alex, the law has been changed in Los Angeles where you can now plant edibles on your parkway in front of your house.
Awesome.
The mayor signed it last month. So, I mean, it is. It's a big victory. And like you said, yeah, the parkways are cool. If you put them together, that's acres and acres and acres of space. But I want some of these vacant lots, man. I want people to be able to walk outside of their house next door and be able to engage with their community. Like you, gardens build communities, period. And like you said, man, this is a, people ask me what I do. And I'm like, I change culture. That's what I do. You know, and that's what we have to do, man. We have to get back to being self-sufficient. You know, like you said, people ask me, why do you call it gangster? I said, this is gangster. You want to know what true gangster is? It's being self-sufficient.
Right.
It's building your community.
Right.
It's not tearing it down. You know, it's educating. It's helping people. That, to me, that's the, you know, I got a hashtag, real gangsters grow food. You know, real G's grow flowers. You know, and that's true to me, man. It's like it's all the lessons are in the soil. You know, I don't grow food. I grow soil. You know, because you are people. They tell us you are what you eat. That's kind of not true because you are what you eat. Eats. You know, now if your soil is deficient of any kind of nutrients, what do you think your plant's going to be? What do you think your lettuces and your tomatoes, they're not going to grow. They're not going to prosper. But the same thing, like you was saying earlier, everything starts from a seed. We started from a seed, Alex. And people get away from that concept, man, that look at what we turned into. And the same thing, this little tiny seed can give you, you know, a 50-foot tree that gives you fruit year after year after year after year. You know, we have to look at things different. We have to look even our so-called waste, Alex, we have to look at different. You know, I tell people, you know, people think leaves are debris and it's a pain and it's trash. I'm like, no, leaves are a resource. You know, a leaf falls for a reason in a particular season. That's by design. You know, and we need to stop trying to change Mother Earth's design and do biomimicry and mimic what she's doing. Because who gardens in a forest, Alex? If nobody. So how the hell do we have 350-foot trees? you know, because that's because it's a divine plan. And
it's an incredible, it's magic and all the synergy and the harmony. And absolutely, you know, when I had children, my brain clicked and I opened up a lot. But when you garden, it really is spiritual. And that's why they don't want people doing it, because you zone out when you're doing it. You just, it's just programmed into us to be life givers, life builders, to work with the earth, to be positive.
Meds, you need a garden. You know, it becomes your solace. And that's what I tell people, man. It's the soil seduces you. I mean, period. And you got to think that's where we come from. That's what we are, man. And I'm trying to just get people back and to where you can design your own life. I talk to kids out, they don't dream, you know, and that bothers me, because a dream is free. But you got people's mind to the point that they don't even dream. That's control. And I'm trying to break.
Well,
those
sure. Dreams. Everybody's inside in these food prisons, in these neighborhoods with no plants, and they're in there watching TV, watching these incredibly unhappy rich people, because I know a bunch of them, thinking that they aren't adequate and they've got to follow what this is saying. We're being farmed by the corporatist. It's time to get out of that system, get outside, and start doing this. And it really is in my gut, but also intellectually, I know this is one of the keys to really overturning this system peacefully, because they sell us on violent revolutions the way to go. Well, that's because they can win that every day. But a velvet revolution of culture, of art, of food, of literature, of gardening, that's something the system can't beat, because it's so innately human. You just do it, as you were saying, and everybody comes. You don't have to sell anything.
No. And, you know, I had some folks here. They did a march against Monsanto. And I'm like, and people are like, Ron, everyone was expecting you to be at the march. And I'm like, why were they expecting me to be there? And I'm like, hey, Monsanto don't really care about you guys marching. You know what I'm saying? All the thousand or how many people was there, I said, you know what I did? That day I had 60 people putting in a garden. So now imagine if you had all those people that were marching and doing that, which is cool. I mean, people need to march. But just imagine, Alex, if that energy went into all those people putting in gardens. I mean, there's your fight against Monsanto.
Exactly.
Right?
That's what I always say. Vote with your dollars. Vote with your action. If the 10,000 great people that marched in almost every city, like 10,000 in Austin, even more I know in other areas, if they all went and put in a garden or a plant, that would overturn Monsanto in a year. I mean, there'd be so much fresh non-GMO food everywhere. It'd be crazy. And what are they going to do, SWAT team us for growing tomatoes? I mean, we're that close if people just get into this.
No, that's one of the jokes I tell about my garden. You know, I said all of a sudden, you know, I plant a tomato. Next thing I know, you know, we got a black guy planting a tomato. OK, we're going to need backup. You know, it was like that. You know, they call SWAT because, you know, hey, he's got cabbage on his street. You know, we got to do something about that. It's ridiculous, man. And we got to break these slave chains. And I'm talking about everybody, because they own our food. They control our food. So therefore, they control us.
Look at how they've been waging war against the American farmer for 70, 80 years. These robber barons know what they're doing.
Yeah, and the thing about it, they're depleting all the resources from the soil to the water while they're doing it. And they're creating all these super bugs and super weeds, you know, because of the toxic sprays. And everything is a new rare cancer now. Every day you're like, oh, she has a rare cancer.
That's what I was about to say. I've studied this architecture of this evil. It's so hard to be as evil as they are. I mean, how did they come up with something?
You're doing so good, then, Alex.
Do what?
How did they do it so well then?
Yeah, no, I'm saying they're just so, I mean, they are so evil. I mean, when you really study them, they know what they're doing. I mean, these are some smooth operators.
That's one of those don't hate the player, hate the game kind of thing. Because they know that if we could do what they do as good as they do, I mean, the world would be a beautiful place. But my word has spread literally, Alex, around the world. I mean, from North Korea to Africa, man. I've spoken at Qatar and Oman and Greece, and I got a garden named after me in Bristol's UK. So
I was about to say, you are a testament to one man or one woman, one human, taking action, not thinking it'd be big, not doing it to be, you know, Mr. Cool, already successful in your own right, and it just resonated and is already changing the world. That is the microcosm, the archetype of what will defeat the system.
And I mean, the thing about I wasn't even trying. I tell people I'm the most reluctant anarchist. I'm activist.
Well, I'd say you're an anarchist against the corporate system. Organic anarchy.
Yeah. Anarchist. You know, my card says head troublemaker, you know. But I mean, none of this was planned, Alex. So if I could do this without the plan, without the blueprint, where I have guys, talking about me on the news in Brazil. You know, where they took over a lot outside their apartment building. Now they're taking over another lot because it's so successful, man. That's what I want to hear, man.
I call it life revolution. Spreading life. Yeah. Getting aggressive. Man, I tell you, it's exciting what you're doing. I want to take a few phone calls, but RonFinley.com. People can go there. They can see what you've done. They can augment it, do their own thing. I just want to challenge everybody today. This is the season to do it. Start planting, even if it's just some sunflowers, some tomatoes, some peppers, whatever it is you're into. I mean, if you live on the West Coast or areas that are good, you know, plant some grapes, plant some tomatoes, plant some lemons, some limes, some whatever. It's just so exciting to do this. Ron Finley is our guest, changing the world by taking action. Just simply amazing. We got Terrence, Renee, Joseph, Stephen, Ray, and many others. Let's go ahead and talk to Terrence first in California, in your neck of the woods. The guy we have on the line, Ron Finley of RonFinley.com, just got the second most populous city in North America. Well, I guess Mexico City's bigger than New York, so third most populous city in North America to legalize planting food in the right-of-ways. How incredible is that? Go ahead. You're on the air, Terrence.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Pleasure to meet you, Ron and Alex. Ron, I got a question for you. What do you think about the geoengineering that's going on with the California drought? Alex had a guest on some time ago from StopTheCrime.net, and she discusses different things about the Monsanto group purposely putting things into the clouds to prevent the rain while causing more rain and more devastation in the Midwest with their snowstorms. And depriving us of our water.
Well, we know geoengineering is going on, but they classify what they're doing. Just like you mentioned, super weeds, antibiotic-resistant stuff from the chickens and everything else. Are you aware of the larger program of manipulating the weather?
No. I mean, you see it, though. I mean, it's funny because even guys that fly the planes, those are contrails. Why are they in this pattern, dude? Why all of a sudden do they dissipate and they join together and all of a sudden we have this cloud cover? I don't know. It doesn't benefit California, which is one of the biggest agriculture states in the United States of America.
They want to bankrupt the whole thing.
Well, who's that gonna? That's not gonna benefit the powers that be, the biggest landowners in this state, though, Alex. I mean, if their whole thing is about money, Alex, why would they want to bankrupt it?
Because
I mean,
you just brought up the key point. Because it's beyond that. They got the ultra rich, but there's people above that are long term. Once they bankrupt it for a decade, they can come in and buy it all up and be the breadbasket for the next 200 years for all of North America. It's long term players. Terrence, great question. Renee in South Dakota, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, I just want to say that in the 1920s, there were no grocery stores. So where was the groceries? It was in the gardens. It was in the homes. It was on the farms. It was all local. You know, you didn't have to go to the grocery store. Now they got us. They know that. And I've been planting my plants. I've been buying just straight seeds. And I've been putting them in plastic containers. And I've got a whole garden full of seeds for one person. I'm probably going to be giving away everything by the end of my season. And, I mean, my tomatoes are already 2 feet high. I planted them 2 weeks ago. I just threw some seeds in, and it's amazing to watch the seeds come up.
You got magic soil, Renee. 2 feet in 2 weeks? That's crazy.
Well, maybe it's been about 3 weeks. But, I mean, really, I've been blessing my plants every day. And, I mean, they do respond. It's amazing just seeing the watermelon seeds come up and them sprouting out of the soil. And, I throw a little cup of water on them each day in my windowsill. And
well,
I mean,
what Ron said, though, I love how you're out in your garden and a little hummingbird flies up right by your face and then winks at you and flies off. I mean, that's it. I would tell you, gardens are a lot better than watching TV. I'm here to tell you.
No, literally, you get seduced. I mean, I've gone out in the morning to watch stuff, and all of a sudden it's 4 hours later when you were only supposed to be out there 20 minutes. It's like it becomes your solace, literally, and your meditation. On my parkway, I've actually have seating that I made out of logs, man, and you can come and people are sitting out there having coffee. And I mean, the bottom line, if you build it, it's going to people.
Well, it's been said that make art, make culture, that will defeat the globalist.
Yeah. Oh, totally, totally, totally. And that's what it's all about, is showing people how creative they can be and giving them the ideas, man. Cause we have to show a lot of people that they have the ability to dream. You know, we have to show, look at this. You can dream about this. A lot of times people need help with that. And I mean, that's what I think.
And a garden is something you can do. You can dream it. You can grow it. You can have success. You can get better. It can build competency. This whole system is about making you think you have no power except in the system. Renee, thank you. Joseph, Stephen, and others, stay with us.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ever everybody knows.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over.
Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Ron Finley, ronfinley.com is our guest. Maybe we'll do 5 more minutes the next hour and take more of your calls. We'll see if he can stay with us. But I'm going to cut over all the other news after he's gone.
How it goes.
It's not oversimplistic to say going back to the soapbox, going back to the community, going back to having your neighbors over for a barbecue, going back to having a garden, going back to disconnecting the television a few hours a day and taking your kids off the video games, going fishing, going playing a softball game. I mean, just anything that's normal human activity that's not in this big globalist combine. And nothing like micro-agriculture is more powerful. That's why they're targeting Amish. It's why they're going after, like I said earlier, any type of farmers markets, raw milk. It's why I've seen in L.A. where they go after these co-op places where people are coming and selling their produce. It's all done in the name of safety, but it's done to dominate and control people. Prisoners can't grow their own food. And that's what it comes down to. Ron Finley, I want to take some more phone calls here. But anything else you'd like to add before we go to Joseph and others?
No, just, I mean, you hit it on the head with the whole prisoner things. I mean, people think because they can get into their swanky cars and drive around that they're not in prison. I mean, and that's why I call these food prisons. You know, like you said, you can't grow your own food in prison. And that's bad. The fact that they have outlawed, you know, this is you get in, you become a criminal because you plant a carrot. It's ridiculous, man. And it has to change. And like you said earlier in the segment, we're seeing the fall, man. We're seeing, you know, McDonald's, some of those are closing. We're seeing them coming. Oh, they're slowly changing. Natural chicken. A lot of the stuff they're cutting out, you know.
And that's because people vote with their dollars. Dollars.
Exactly. And they see they have to. Their sales are down and they're like, okay, it's terrible that we have to take it to this point for them to do the right thing. Why are you selling me toxic food in the first place? You know, like with the thing with Dunkin' Donuts where they had the powdered sugar, was supposed to be not powdered sugar, it was supposed to be some chemical or something that, you know, that looked like powdered sugar on the dough. Why are you doing this to us? I mean,
Would you do something that somebody wouldn't want done to you? It's just a fundamental predatory nature. And as you said, the worm is turning. Very exciting times. Joseph in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I have a question. Pleasure to be on your show, but I have a question for Finley. What do you think is the state's the state's government role in agriculture? And for Jones, you just mentioned co-ops. Do you have, like, do you think there should be a balance between socialism and crony capitalism? Because, you know, I used to be cookie cutter liberal, but now I'm a libertarian, and I just think there should be a balance between the two. But
sure, listen, when you hear the term co-op, that has a communist connotation. They had co-ops before that. All that means is people kind of come in as a group, share some of their profits to pay for the facility and for upkeep, but then people make profits. So I'm talking about co-ops based on, but again, co-ops only work on the micro. Okay, that's why small is beautiful, and that's what I've seen work in my own life, but that's my view. What's your take on that, Ron?
Well, I mean, that's what I want. As you well know, Alex, you cannot eat all the food that you grow. It's impossible. That's all you would be doing is eating.
We're so productive, we got to share.
You had a block that was like a co-op where you grow carrots and onions, and I grow lettuce and tomatoes, and Sally grows cucumbers. So now you don't have to grow all your food because you can trade between your neighbors.
Exactly. That's not communism. That's human activity interaction. Stay there. Do 5 more minutes with us, ronfinley.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.